Hey families, welcome to this episode of Adventures of the Star Keepers, an Elevation Church Kids podcast. Make sure to check out the show notes because we've got some questions for your family to answer together related to the topic of today's episode. See you on the other side. Previously on Adventures of the Starkeepers.
Tex, calm down. Calm down. Take a deep breath.
I can't believe Sir Lucelot saved me.
Yeah, me neither.
His name is BK, and you should believe it. He's a great knight who always puts others before himself, even when they don't deserve it.
Sir BK, I was wrong about him. I'm sorry.
It's too late now. He's been taken by the dragon.
Tex, it may not be too late. Look.
Look at what?
BK must have dropped this.
Is that Barb's scale?
Yeah, it is. I have a plan. Come on, Dex. It's time to slay a dragon.
Be calm, human, or you will fall.
I can't. I don't. The view of your underside isn't any better than the view of the ground.
Is this really the time to insult me, human?
What? Insult you? No. I just mean, what lovely scales you have. What a lovely... Is your heart glowing red? I mean, what a beautiful color.
If you don't stop wriggling, I will lose my grip. You wish to plummet to your doom?
I'd rather plummet to my doom than be your dinner!
You are not my dinner, human.
I what? You're not planning to eat me?
I do not eat humans. Too spindly. Or bones, no meat. I prefer bigger game.
I don't understand. Where are you taking me then, dragon?
I am taking you home.
Oh, well, how thoughtful. But you see, my home is quite in the opposite direction, at the castle. So if you wouldn't mind just making a U-turn right here, and that would be quite lovely.
Not your home, human. Mine.
And, why exactly are you taking me to your home?
I said you were to be my dinner, human. You're too small for me.
Right. Glad to see we got that sorted.
But you are the perfect size for my babies.
River, what are we gonna do? We have no idea where the dragon took BK, and there's absolutely no way we can take on our dragon by ourselves. No way. Besides, BK is probably already eaten.
Oh, BK, you were so brave. How I will miss you!
BK is not dead, just kidnapped. And I told you, I have an idea.
Oh, what good is your idea? BK is eaten! I tell you, eaten!
Oh, BK, you were a great friend and knight. I will always remember your, shiny armor and,
kindness?
Oh, yes, his kindness. Oh, BK, you're so kind.
He's not eaten, Tex, I promise.
We must avenge him!
What's your plan to slay the dragon?
If by avenge you mean rescue, because he's not dead, then my plan is Barb.
What?
We call Barb. BK dropped her scale. Whether it was on purpose or an accident, we can use it to call her to come with us to defeat the dragon.
That's a great idea! But that still doesn't help us get to the dragon. Do you think Barb knows where it lives?
I know where it lives. I can take you there.
Weren't you making fun of BK like 2 minutes ago? Why do you want to help now?
Well, I was, but Sir BK saved my life, and now I feel like a fool. But I hope to make it up to him by helping you two on your rescue.
We'll take all the help we can get, sir. So that gives us 3 people and a behemocorn.
Yeah. Right. The odds are so much better now.
You just leave that to me. I'm going to do some recruiting. Meet me at the armory in 1 hour.
Okay, 1 hour. We'll see you then.
Serving your babies a bruised blue knight? You're such a good father.
You know nothing of what it means to be a dragon father. I do whatever I have to do to take care of my children. It would be so much easier if your kind wouldn't constantly try to hunt us down.
My kind? Knights?
Humans!
Do you mean the townspeople? Is that why you've been attacking them?
I've never attacked the humans. Just their surroundings. I ruin their supplies to try and keep them from attacking me and my babies.
Oh, what sweet faces. I think they're much smaller than I anticipated.
We are born small, but we grow and grow and grow until we die. You could tell the approximate age of a dragon by its size. The largest dragon to ever live died when he was 1,504 years old. He was the size of a small mountain and filled with the wisdom of thousands of years.
1,504 years old? I had no idea dragons live so long. How old are you, Sir Dragon?
Such knightly manners, human. I am 548 years old.
548? My good dragon, your wisdom spans centuries. Surely we can speak with mutual respect and figure out a way not to feed me to your children, and to also make this situation with the townspeople better.
We cannot change our natures, human.
BK.
What did you say?
My name is BK, and pardon my overwhelming desire not to be eaten, but I believe you are wrong.
BK, That's an unusual name for a knight.
It's a long story.
Well, BK, I am willing to let you buy yourself some time. Why don't you tell me this long story?
I would love to. And then perhaps you tell me about why your heart is glowing.
That depends on how good your story is.
Okay, well, you see, it all started when these two kids appeared out of nowhere.
Oh, and do you remember the time he told me I was such a good squire? He was the best.
He's not dead, Dex. We're going to save him.
Do you two have everything you need? I packed some extra bread and hard cheese and filled your water skins.
Yes, thank you so much, Anna. We really appreciate you showing us how to use the Behemocorn scale while the townspeople get ready to march on the dragon.
You're most welcome. Remember, don't use the scale to call your monster until you're at the mouth of the dragon cave. You two may be friends with the Behemocorn, but the townspeople are not, and they will not take kindly to your bringing one along on the journey.
Got it. Thanks again, Anna. Hopefully we'll see you after we slay the dragon.
Goodbye, you two. While you're on your mission, try to think how BK would handle this situation. The solution to this constant battle between dragon and townspeople might not be what you think.
We must avenge BK.
Rescue, Dex. We must rescue BK. Goodbye, Anna.
Down with the dragon! I swear we'll get him!
Have you seen my pitchfork?
There you two are! We're ready to go kill the red-hearted beast!
Yeah, we're ready to end this fight once and for all.
This is a lot more people than I was expecting.
Yeah, how did you get so many people to come help rescue BK?
Well, you see, I just told everyone they'll probably never get another chance to slay a dragon! Yeah! Right, boys?
Well, I guess that works. As long as we save BK.
Not a priority.
Ugh, rude.
First, we have to get there before we can do anything. We're ready to go.
Lead the way.
Excellent. Follow me. Yeah! And down with that flame-throwing beast!
And now here we are, me trying to avoid being dinner, and you preparing to tell me exactly why your chest is aglow. I do not recall such a wondrous thing being part of the stories.
You are not like most humans, BK. I will tell you about the glow. and then I will decide what to do with you.
Great! Thanks, dragon.
You may call me by my name, Kalseru Nithogar Tarak Starheart of the Northern Mountains, Father of Fire, Constructor of Chaos.
I see. I think I now understand why Dex and River chose to call me BK.
What?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. That is quite a very long and impressive name. But how about I call you Cal?
Cal?
Yeah, Cal Dragon. It has a pretty nice ring to it.
I'll allow it. Now, do you want to hear my story, or should I just feed you to my children?
Definitely the story.
Long ago, dragons were the protectors of the realm. We were a great race, charged with keeping the kingdom safe. With our long life, large size, and wisdom beyond human comprehension, we were able to defend the kingdom and keep the peace. As these protectors, one of your kings of old gave us the kingdom's most treasured possession, a jewel which kept the world in balance.
Oh, what happened? Why aren't you protectors of the realm today?
It happened when I was young. I had just been inducted into the Dragon Patrol Winged Guard, when the king decided to sever ties with the dragons. He didn't like the dependence on our service. He wanted to be known as the king who protected his kingdom with his own power. And then...
What? What happened?
Then the king ordered an attack on my kind. He demanded his knights remove the dragons. He ordered us all killed.
Oh, no. Cal.
Rather than fight, most of us fled. I remained, along with a few others of my regiment. We hid deep within the mountains. We wanted to stay for the day when there was a new king. Your human lives are so short. We knew it would only be a few years until we could come out of hiding. My regiment leader kept the jewel to keep it within the realm.
So everything was all right then? After that king died, everything was okay?
Sadly, no. The king raised his son and heir to love power and hate dragons, and that king did the same. Centuries passed, and the old ways were soon just untold stories. Our alliance, our friendship, completely forgotten.
This is the saddest tale. How, Cal, did you ever end up with the jewel? I see it glowing red deep within your heart.
My regiment leader was slain a century ago. I was with him as he died. His final act as commander was to pass the jewel to me. I have held the jewel in my heart ever since, its red glow reflecting the rage and pain within my soul. For the loss of my kind, for the constant battle between human and dragon. My children and I are all that remain in this realm, and I will do anything to keep them safe.
Cal Dragon, you are a fearsome sight to behold. But I sense a grace and kindness in you. If you are willing, I want to work to restore the old ways. My father is king, and I know he will listen. He is good and kind, and I suspect he knew something of this when he sent me on this quest to find you.
Trust is hard to mend, human.
Please, Cal, isn't it worth the effort to try? For the sake of your children.
I am willing to try, for the sake of... What is this? Do you already betray me, human?
What? No, no! You took me, remember? They are only here for me. Let me talk to them. I'll make them see I'm all right.
BK! BK! We're here to rescue you! Are you in there, BK?
River! River, I'm here! Please, lay down your weapons! There has been a misunderstanding. It is not what it looks like.
BK, you're alive. I knew it this whole time.
You did not.
There he is, the beast. Fear not, Sir BK. We're here to make amends and save you from this fiery doom.
BK, these humans are not here for peace.
No, no, wait. There is no danger. Lay down your weapons.
Dex, look! It's the portal star! It's buzzing!
Why would it be... Wait! River, look! Look at the dragon's heart!
It's glowing! Dex, do you think...
Maybe, but why is it red? Haven't all the other stars been yellow?
I don't know, but I'm not sure that's the most important question right now.
River, what if we've made a mistake?
Sir BK, move out of the way! My crossbow is ready!
No, please hold your fire!
No!
Nailed it! High fives! Come on, guys, did you see that? Give me some of that!
River, Alexa, Siri, someone call Barb! Call Barb!
Oh, I hope this works. Hey, Barb, it's River. We could really use your help. BK's in trouble. Come quick.
Oh, man, I hope she's fast.
Cal, no, stop! Spare them! Spare them! We can still have peace!
No! No more peace! It's time for the reign of man to end!
Thanks for listening to this episode of Adventures of the Starkeepers. Don't forget to take a look at the show notes for questions for your family to answer together. Also, you can check us out at elevationchurch.org for even more fun content for your kids and resources and sermons for you. See you on the next episode of Adventures of the Starkeepers.